Here's an actual customer out here. What's the best kind of firework to buy?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
Where are your parents?
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Would you have had a problem if, let's say, Adam came home and wanted to take her to the grocery store, or was buying her repeated presents, or was licking her pussy every 4 hours, or only fucked her from behind for many, many days in a row? Also, they had children. Also, they have secret bank accounts. Also, they're communicating with each other about how to get you out of the relationship and possibly murder for hire. Would you?
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Kids, welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and incredibly intelligent co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Hey, thanks very much, everybody, who's been leaving such wonderful and nice reviews on Apple. We really appreciate it. And it's completely unexpected, quite frankly, because we're the little podcast that couldn't. Remember that train? Remember the story about the little train that could? What was it? Was it
little red caboose?
Yeah, the little red caboose, the little train that could, a little caboose that could. You know, you had to chugga 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 up the mountain.
Yep.
Yeah, I feel like we're like one of those middle cars.
Well, we were
like an intermodal, like falling backwards.
We were a dark horse.
We're a dark horse, and then now we're a gray pony,
a gray miniature pony.
I ride in on a off-white jackass, on an off-white donkey, and someone order electricity. Yes. Pizza, no onions, extra onions. Oh, podcast conference, I'm sorry, I'll be over here. It's just amazing. Thank you so much.
Yes, we appreciate all the people that are along for the ride, really.
So many people along for the ride, and TCB continues to grow against gravity. We're like, yeah, we're the opposite of Newton's law. We're like floating off the tree.
We're defying laws.
It just blows my mind. It is really hard to take seriously. I got to be honest. We've talked about this ad nauseum. I don't want to, you know, we had this whole conversation about how I was like, I don't like to tell everybody what I do. I don't like to tell everybody the name of the podcast because I'm a little bit, not ashamed, but I'm like, I don't know what that person's going to think. And I may want my son's parents to like me in the future.
Exactly.
I don't want this to be the reaction when someone comes home and goes, Daddy, Matias invited me over for a sleepover. That asshole.
The one that talks about cousin fuckers. That
the commercial breaks with over 300 downloads per episode. Is that the cousin fucker guy? Yes, Daddy, but cousins really do fuck. I learned it from watching you. So we talked about this, and then some people, they said, I don't get this. I don't get this. You guys should be really proud of what's going on.
But it's hard.
It is really hard to be proud of this. I can't stop laughing. I don't know why.
I know.
Because it's true. It's like, I think back on our body of work, and it's not like, I'm not like Greta Thunberg. I didn't do anything. I made fart noises into a microphone, and people thought that was funny. I mean, I guess if you put a smile on somebody's face, I can appreciate that. I think that's it.
Yeah, that's something to be
favorite,
proud of.
Yeah, those are my favorite communications. Yes. Like, I'm having a really shitty... We've had a couple people who it sounded like they were really down on their luck. And they were like, thank God for the commercial break. And I'm like, if you're hanging on to the commercial break as your last hope, I hate to disappoint you. But we are also hanging on by a threat. But it's just wonderful. Thank you so much. We are really grateful. And I think it's important every once in a while to recognize in a non-silly manner that there are people out there who have been super supportive and generous, grateful of their time. Unfortunately, none of them are related to us. Unfortunately, none of them work for us or around us or are related to us. But that's okay. We appreciate
everybody. You still doing
that
podcast?
Hey, you got that podcast? Did you guys start a podcast?
Whatever happened to that?
We did. It's number one improv comedy on Apple. Oh. What? Are you guys like, did you pay for that? Is that an advertisement? Is that one of those awards where you pay for?
Is the sponsored.
Yeah, it's sponsored. What are those big, the Webby Awards? Is that a Webby Award? I see somebody with a Webby Award and I'm like, there's someone who had $10,000 to burn. Burn. They do have the Podcast Academy Awards, and I watched them. They were in Vegas while I was there.
Oh,
they were there. They were on the date the night before I flew out, so I tuned in. I tuned in on Twitch. And wow, everyone was so serious and dressed up nicely.
They were?
Yeah. And what I realized quickly was the commercial break is not going to get any respect from the Podcast Academy. I might join, but I don't think we have a snowball's
chance.
We'll just
be voting members.
Yeah, no, those comedy, like the best comedy, it was like four really smart comedies that, you know, have an interesting angle and point of view. And meanwhile, everybody's working for the weekend.
It's Friday.
Like the morning zoo crew of podcasting. Yes. And I'll take that, actually. If that's what they give me, I'll take it, because there's not much else I have to hang my hat on. So, but I am proud of this little
gray
podcast that could, so to speak.
Pony.
Yeah, this little what off-white jackass that we're riding around. I am proud of it. And in its own sphere, I think that it's like just kind of amazing that we've done this. And we've had some success, and there's been little to no recognition, but that's okay, because people out there like
us. There's been lots of debt.
Super amount of debt. Yeah.
Not a lot of recognition, but
super amount of debt, not a whole bunch of sales.
But if we make some people laugh,
that's what it's all about.
And mostly just ourselves.
Yeah, I don't think we're taking over the Stern channel over there at Sirius anytime soon. But for us, in the podcast universe, in the TCB universe, it is something that I think we can agree we enjoy. Can you? I don't know. And we are grateful. So thank you very much. I thought it was important to do that, to recognize that all these people have been sending in wonderful text messages and emails. I know we're running some ads on Smartless right now, and I know some people are over new from Smartless. And so I recognize. Yeah, sorry.
Sorry to disappoint.
Let me give you the typical reaction coming from Smartless to TCB. Son of a and sack the fucker assholes. It's not Smartless, as you can tell. It actually is Smartless. We are the actual definition of Smartless. But welcome aboard. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Okay, enough about us. Did you hear the guys doing the landscaping right out the window?
And Blue barking.
And Blue barking. Happens every time.
I heard it.
Yeah, I tell these guys. I've been telling these motherfuckers for three seasons. And I love them. I love Juan and the crew. But and that's his actual name. I'm not being pejorative, so don't write into me saying I'm being racist. That's his actual name. So I told Juan, three fucking seasons ago, I said, dude, you cannot mow the lawn between X and X on these certain days, because it's likely we're going to be recording. No problem, bro. He says, no problem, boss. Anytime someone calls me boss, I know I'm about to get fucked.
That's true.
You know? I worked in real estate for a long time, and all these contractors were walking around. Boss. No problem, boss. Every time I heard the word boss, I knew he was going to do the opposite of what he told me. He was never going to get to it, or it was going to cost three times as much as it did originally. Hey, boss, exactly. We got a problem. Oh, yeah, no, really? You could have just said, hey, boss, and send me the invoice. You don't have to even bother. Fucker. Hey, I noticed that the drains for the toilets are coming up through the master bedroom where the bed is going to be. Do you think you could change that? Yeah, boss, no problem. I had a little issue routing the pipes around. And then shit's flowing out the ceiling fan when someone moves in. Hey, boss, it's Brian. I got shit running through the ceiling fan. No problem, boss. Just probably a little fix. We'll get over there and with a wrench and knock it around. $58,000 later. Yeah, fucker. Anytime Juan says boss, I get disappointed already. I'm like, well, come on.
Please.
Please. I'll pay extra. Just don't do it between these hours. But this has been an ongoing problem.
It has been, yeah.
This is what happens when you are on the little podcast that couldn't.
Exactly.
Everything looks really nice when you just have this one camera angle.
Yeah, this, but if just I was this one view.
Yeah, if I was to swing this camera around, you would be appalled. Appalled! What you're listening to is coming out of that shithole. Some asshole on Facebook. And I say asshole. Remember I tell you I have these guys on Facebook that are like, you know, super lonely and talking to no one yeah. and pining for attention, all this other stuff. So one of these guys, who I actually think is a nice guy, and I think he's got a big heart. I just think he's like a super broken individual right now, right? Oh, he's very lonely. Sad. He's older. He's had a lot of loss and a lot of difficulty. Yeah. I try and help him, but he's one of those guys where you say something like, hey, call the... He had dental problems, so I'm like, hey, call here. You can get free dental work. Like the local college will give you free dental work.
Uh-huh.
You know, yeah, I would, but my tire doesn't go to that college. You know, my tire breaks every time I try and drive to that college. And I'm like, dude, come on, man. Take a bus. Yeah, I would, but I'm not allowed on MARTA anymore because I killed somebody. You know, it's like he's got an excuse as to why nothing will help him because he wants to be in a state of drama.
Of complaining.
Yeah, and we all know this. We've all been there. You know, like you're sick or you have the flu or you're on the commercial break. Like you're just in this constant state of, oh me, poor me. So anyway, so he writes the other day, podcasts are nothing but rich white guys talking to themselves about their luxury. And I'm like, what? I just really wanted to respond. I didn't. But which guys in podcasting are rich? Which? I want to know those guys.
Besides the celebrities.
Yeah, besides Rogan, Conan, Obama, you know, the whatever. I don't even know that guy's name. The guy who started the Daily Wire, Jordan Peterson or whoever. Besides those guys, the obvious ones who are making a ton of money and a bunch of news and a bunch of noise. Besides those guys, name another fucking podcaster that is rich, quote unquote. I mean, to me, rich is like not bouncing the electricity bill every time I send in a check. That's what rich is to me.
Right.
So I'm not rich. I don't know who he's talking about. Fucker. So, you know, this is a rinky-dink operation we've been pulling ourselves up by the bootstraps. The landscapers just all of a sudden stopped. Do you think they heard us?
They might have.
Do I have the live button on? Juan's out there watching every time we go live. He's like, all right, boys, the 735.
It's time to go.
We got to get to the Atlanta property. Hurry up, y'all. Did you hear that Africa is breaking in half?
What?
Did you hear that Africa is breaking in half?
No,
have you seen these pictures?
I did not.
They're on a fault line. The east coast of Africa is on a fault line, and it runs from ocean to ocean. It's like a semicircle, right? And there is a visible crack in the earth that is appearing over the last decade, and it runs semicircle, ocean to ocean.
Add it to the list.
Add it to the fucking list.
Seems par for the course.
A quarter of Africa is going to be an island here pretty soon.
Okay.
A really big island, but an island nonetheless. But when I was learning geography and shit like that, I was under the impression that this stuff happens in super slow motion.
Yeah.
And in my lifetime, I wasn't going to actually see a piece of something break off.
No.
And I realized the technology back then was... Trash the earth.
It's not going to happen in my lifetime.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start cracking off my little studio here and just swim out in the middle of the ocean with a paddle. But I was under the impression all these geological things, they happen super slowly and we don't have to worry about it. You know, besides the occasional volcano.
Maybe it
earthquake.
Has been happening super slowly and now is the time it's happening.
Well, that's great. Can we press pause? Can we have a filter or something? Isn't there a governor? You know how when you go on the jet skis and the fancy resorts and he goes, you want a governor or no governor? You know, do you ever been there?
No.
No? You never seen? Okay. So here's the deal. When you get on one of those jet skis, usually here in the United
States. What's the governor mean?
A governor is something that slows the fuel reaction inside of the engine so that you can't go fast.
Yeah.
It sounds going to be an actual human being slowing you down. I'm going to put Gary here on the back. He's about 420. He's a big boy. Gary, you have a pancake breakfast? I sure did. 425. He's going to slow you down to 30. Or you can get Larry here. And Larry weighs 70 pounds sopping wet. Larry, you eating today? Haven't eaten since March of 21. All right, Larry weighs $1.70.
Which one do you want?
But that's kind of like what it's like when you go to a lot of these resorts here in the United States. They will governor these jet skis because they don't want you going that fast, getting in an accident, then they're liable. Of course, it's a horribly litigious society we live in. You go to Aruba, Costa Rica, and most places in Latin America. When I was down in Mexico, you go to any of these places, and usually the resorts don't directly contract with a jet skier, but the jet skier, like right off the resort property,
right.
That jet ski guy, yeah. He's got a good setup. Exactly. It's very busy. He's usually, got really fancy sunglasses on. You know what I'm talking about? Super tan, walking around. That guy has a non-governed jet ski. Uh-huh. So you can go 60 fucking miles per hour on those things, and you've never been going so fast in water in your entire life. So
fast, it's like lifting off of the water.
Yes, it's like lifting off of the water. That's right. We went on these boats, like, from Spain to Mallorca. When Astrid and I went to Mallorca, we went from Spain to Mallorca, and we went on these speedboats.
The speedboats.
That carry, like, 300 people.
Oh, 300?
Oh, 300. No, it's totally enclosed. It's rows and rows and rows of benches, that TVs, right? And they lock you in this little, like, thing that's got windows and stuff, but they lock you into it, and then they have these huge jet engines on the back of them, and then Chrissy, you
take
fucking
off.
Go. And I mean, you go. I don't know how exactly fast we were going, but it's got to be fast. Over 35 or 40 knots, which is super fast for a boat that big. And then they have a place outside where you can just stand outside and watch. But you go out there and you get sprayed with water because you're going so fast. It's crazy. So anyway, my point was, could we put a governor on some of the shit that's happening? I now hear there's a deadly fungus that they can't get control of.
I saw the deadly
Somebody
fungus.
Opened up the zombie virus from the Antarctica because the glacier melted. Yeah. And then they found the zombie virus that killed the last set of human beings that was here 4 million years ago. I mean, guys, come on. Let's just slow our roll just a little bit. Just
know,
a little. Put
I
it
agree.
On the treaty. How about one, incredibly large human catastrophe per month? Per month. One World War III. One, Africa splitting in half. One deadly pandemic. Can we do just one of those per month?
Yes.
If we could get that, I would appreciate it.
I'll sign it now.
Yeah. One former president might or might not get arrested. It's just fucking insane. It's fucking insane. All of it. All of it is insane. Well, thank you for writing that down. I really appreciate it. But I thought...
Well, it's going right underneath the toilet paper replacement
treaty.
Oh,
yeah. Well, that's more important than the catastrophe treaty. If we could all learn to wipe our asses correctly, I think the world would be a better place in general. Don't you?
Yes.
I mean, the other day I was like... I was thinking to myself, while I was sitting on the man stool, I was thinking to myself... How could I ever get a walk away from this particular action in this particular moment, this particular visit to the toilet?
Yeah.
How could I ever get away with using a cloth? It just wouldn't happen. I would be a hot mess.
No, yeah.
I would go back to 22 years old and just have skid marks all in my underwear and be embarrassed.
Astrid,
I made a poopy. Pee pee poo poo. Can you bring my personal ass cloth? It's in the other it's in the other bathroom from yesterday. No. Let's not wash them every day, hon. It's the whole point of this is to save the earth to save Africa from splitting in half and the zombie virus from Antarctica. Just do me a favor. Just bring my ass napkin if you could. Ass napkin. Speaking of skid marks and ass cloths. We got totally derailed here, so I'm not even going to segue. I'm going to share with you what we're going to get into today. Do you remember our good friend Adam the Liar? Liar Lyons.
Oh, yeah. Adam the Liar Lyons.
That's his name. I mean, it's not Adam the Liar Lyons, but it's Adam Lyons.
He's good at everything, right?
He's good at everything. He's a social media marketer. He's an entrepreneur. I think he's a crypto bro. It's probably a podcast bro. He's certainly a vodcast bro. He also happens to be one of the world's best pickup artists.
Yep.
And there's a number of other things. This guy has changed his identity or his expertise. Seems like every year since he's been on YouTube.
He's an Adam of all trades.
He's an Adam of all trades. And when he first started, he literally had purple hair and he was doing the whole mystery, shove women in the corner and don't give them a chance to get away from you kind of thing.
Yeah, the club.
But the approach.
The approach.
Yeah. The approach. Yeah, it sounds intimidating. I'm sorry, it just does. When the way you are going to,
you can tell when somebody's approaching too.
Oh yeah, you
as
see
a girl,
him from a mile
yeah,
away.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I would think like, as a guy too. Yeah, yeah. Like, don't make eye contact.
Yeah, I don't think I realized so much as a guy because a lot of things sneak up on me in life because I'm a guy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm not that observant. I'm smart. I think I'm relatively intelligent and I'm pretty observant, right? And if I sensed danger, I could probably sense it early.
Yeah.
And if Blue pooped on the other side of the house, I could smell it in a second. But if you were approaching me as a woman in a bar, I don't think I would be really good at knowing.
Right.
If you, once you got to me, I would know if you liked me or you didn't. Mm-hmm. Right. But if you were approaching me to say, I don't know, smash a beer bottle over my head. Yeah.
I don't think you'd be approaching if you didn't. Like.
Well, that's true. Well, you'd be surprised, actually. So Adam has changed his identity many, 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 many. I say identity, not identity. He's changed his angle.
Expertise.
Yeah, his angle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Many, many, many times. And one of the things that's come up recently, now that I've studied Adam quite a bit, one of the things that's come up recently is that Adam is a notable expert on the polyamorous type of relationship.
Isn't open everybody now?
I think mean, so. Yeah. Guys, this is a fad. It happened in the 70s. Everyone's putting their keys in a bowl and right. sucking their neighbor's husband's cock. But at the end of the day, in the 80s, everyone just started doing cocaine and things got a lot more normal. I'm not saying this is not okay. I love it. I think it's great.
Each to their own.
I've been in the bed with multiple people. I just can't carry on a relationship with multiple people because I barely can pay attention to one thing at a time. Ask Chrissy.
Correct.
Chrissy hates talking. I know she does. She's probably like, well, that guy's just, can you just for 1 second just settle down and listen to me? So I have a really hard time with this concept myself, but I firmly.
It seems like a lot of work and feelings.
God damn,
involved.
Does it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot one of our like little anniversaries the other day.
Oh.
Not like the anniversary, mm-hmm. but like one of the littler anniversaries, you know,
like the first kiss.
Yeah, that kind of thing, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. And I didn't miss it. I knew it was there. I said happy, whatever, but I didn't make much of a big deal about it. And then now I feel bad. I'm like, ah, shit, I should have probably done something, you know?
No.
You don't
think
so?
That's a slippery slope to go down.
Well,
seriously, because then that's a lot to keep up with.
You never forget the first time you fart in front of each other, and that should be a date remembered
yeah,
forever.
Exactly.
And that was our first fart. It was our first fartiversary.
Fartiversary.
That is probably more than the first kiss or the first fuck or whatever. You should really remember the first time you farted in front of each other because that is a day that you know you're either going to be together or you're not going to be together. You're either completely disgusted by that human being or you're like, well, we all fart.
Was it a loud one or a silent?
I don't want to say
the person's like, I know they farted. Yeah. It's okay.
It was definitely made noise.
Right? It did.
It made noise. And I'm not saying who. It, you know, probably me, but I'm not saying who. But it was loud. You heard it.
Yeah, you
but
heard it.
But it did happen at nighttime.
Okay.
So it was a sleepy type thing. Just saying.
It was a whoopsie?
It was a whoopsie. Okay, let's get to Adam.
Did you say excuse me?
Of course.
Yeah, you have
what,
to.
What, am I an animal?
You have to say.
What, am I an animal?
You have to give a little chuckle.
That's right. Okay. Sometimes when I was a waiter and I'd swing by with a crop duster, I'd be... I'd drop a note with the check and said, excuse me.
Excuse me.
They have the funniest set of videos. I'm a 13-year-old, I swear to God, I am. They have the funniest set of videos on YouTube. They go into a restaurant and they take a thermal imaging camera. And so they can see when people are farting. Chrissy, it is the funniest fucking thing. First of all, the waiters and waitresses are just all over the tables with their ass.
Yeah, because you're hungover and you ate a quick hungover.
You're probably still drunk.
You ate a quick cheese fries right before chef started.
Your favorite chef made you a gut busting sausage, exactly. Bacon, and leftover steak with runny eggs and sourdough bread.
Right.
Here's my homemade hot sauce. You love it. Ah, tastes like ass. So anyway, it is the funniest thing, the way that people, they'll like step over to the side.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like pretending they're on a phone call or something. And they'll just kind of stick their butt out a little bit. Like, oh, and one of my new favorite channels is farting noises to yoga videos.
Oh.
So instead of what they're talking about or the music, when they make these certain
That's
movements,
pretty funny.
Oh, it's so good.
TCB.
Hey, everybody out there in the podcast universe, it's time for the dreaded commercial break inside the commercial break. It's season number 4. You've heard it all before, so let's get to it quickly. You can text us or leave us a voicemail at 1-855-TCB-8383. Questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas, send them to 855-TCB-8383 toll-free from anywhere in the world. Visit our website, tcbpodcast.com, to listen to any of the audio, watch any of the video, or send us a message. Hit the contact us button. Instagram and TikTok at The Commercial Break. And now YouTube videos the same day they air on the audio feed. They'll air youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Chrissy and I are very grateful every time you choose to listen to The Commercial Break. If you're ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, all we ask is that you use the specialized URLs or codes. Thanks again for being part of the TCB family. Now let's hear from those sponsors, and we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. TCB. All right, so let's get to Adam the Liar Lions. Two of our favorite things in the world combined here, Chrissy. Adam the Liar Lions, Adam the Liar, talking about polyamory and ITV. Together.
Oh, shit.
Our favorite morning, our favorite British morning show, people. this is not the usual hosts that we see normally.
Oh,
so.
Not our favorite guy.
No, I wish it was, because I think he'd do a lot better. But this guy doesn't do too bad. But here they are. They're interviewing Adam the Liar and two of
ITV.
His current. I know. I would like
that's
to
when
make
you know
it
you
to
make
ITV.
It. That's when you know you made it.
You know, we sit around here and we bullshit and we talk about, you know, Adam the Liar, what an asshole and clown he is. He made it to ITV.
Yeah, he did.
The second we make it to ITV, looking over the River Thames.
Right.
And we're also getting the side eye from the hosts. Really? Really? That many people listen?
Tell me more.
Sir, are you saying that over 3.5 million people listen to you monthly? Are those humans, sir, or ghosts?
Aliens.
Are you saying you've made over $17.56 in the 4 years you've been a podcaster? Answer the question. Is that real dollars or Monopoly money? Sir?
Oh my God, I can picture it.
Don't have much to say now, do you, sir? I talk all day long on that fucking commercial breaks. You can't answer one of my questions. Well, this episode is brought to you by ADD. Oh, we're just having fun today, aren't we?
All right, let's get into it.
Adam the Liar is polyamorous. Ways, I guess.
Basically, Adam, this...
Oh, sorry. Let's just start again. Here we go. Let's try again.
Okay, he's sitting there.
Adam, this involves...
two ladies.
Yeah, you got Adam. I think this is recently. So you got Adam. He looks good here, actually.
He does. Looks good. Wait, the tagline is, I'm the luckiest man alive.
You certainly fucking are. Yeah, the fact that you make a living on YouTube talking the way that... saying the things that you say is just mind-blowing to me. But I don't hate on you, brother. I don't hate the player. What is it?
I hate the game.
That's right.
Man, two women, and no jealousy.
Yeah, there's definitely some jealousy, but it's the kind of jealousy you'd get if...
It's the kind of jealousy you get, like, when you wake up in the morning and someone decides to repeatedly kick you in the nuts because you're sleeping with some other woman. First of all. Second of all, that was a funny joke. Second of all, the women on the side of him are
beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful.
And not like in a... super plastic, fantastic way.
No,
like dolled
natural.
Up Instagram model type. Really pretty, you know, girls that don't seem like they have a lot of...
They're paid.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, one of your friends was going on a vacation with a bunch of your other friends and you had to stay behind and work. It's that kind of jealousy when it does
come. So not a romantic jealousy?
No, yeah. And it'll often come because, like, I'll be at work and the girls will be like, hey, we're going to go and get our nails done today. And I'm like, well, that sucks.
So you're jealous?
Yeah.
Is that code?
We're going to eat each other's assholes.
Is that code?
Put it on Pornhub. We'll be back later. Yeah, that's code. Of course that's code. You think those two girls got in the relationship for Adam. No, they got in it for each other.
That's true.
But I think, you know, they've all had that same experience.
Well, I have to say, I am always intrigued when people say, oh, no, we're not jealous, we're not jealous. And I have to just poke a little bit more because I'm a woman and I would be jealous. I've often talked about that. I don't like the fact that I would get so jealous. I'd like to be more mature.
But you not but think I'm that's not. Pretty unreasonable? If I was there, if I was Adam and one of these ladies was you, what would the problem be? What would the problem
be? I would be, yes, the amount of time divided, how you divide your time.
That's a pretty unreasonable thing to say as a woman with a vagina.
I know, what an asshole thing to do. Interrupt and negate her opinion altogether.
Yeah.
If you were one of these women, what would be your problem?
What's the problem?
He's sharing you with another woman. Half of his time and attention is gone.
So can you honestly say to me, Jane, that you never get jealous if Adam is with Brooke or, you know, he's taking her out for the evening or he's spending time in her bedroom? How does that work?
Wait, do you notice how she got, like, increasingly detailed? Would you have had a problem if, let's say, Adam came home and wanted to take her to the grocery store or was buying her repeated presents or was licking her pussy every 4 hours or only fucked her from behind for many, many days in a row? Also, they had children. Also, they have secret bank accounts. Also, they're communicating with each other about how to get you out of the relationship and possibly murder for hire. Would you? Horrible. She kept poking and poking and poking. She couldn't have just said, do you get jealous? Yeah. She had to like spell it out
what
in
about
gross
when
detail.
He does this. Yeah.
I don't have romantic jealousy. I have jealousy on missing out on experience more. As you know, we're here on vacation in England, mm-hmm. and we planned this big cruise, one way to mm-hmm. go cruise from America to England. And then I got pregnant and they couldn't come. Mm-hmm. So I figured, you know, since we already pre-booked everything,
she
they should
got
go
pregnant?
To get.
Wait, she got pregnant?
I guess.
By him? I guess. Wait, she kind of rolled over that, first of all. Second of all,
why is she
I can understand why you can't like travel when you're pregnant flying, but what exactly? Why can't you go on a cruise ship? I don't know. Oh, maybe all the bouncing around.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe.
Do they bounce?
Listen, I don't know. Astrid's always pregnant, and I think we've been on a cruise. Yes. I'm sure we have.
And we planned this big cruise, one way to go cruise from America to England. And then they got pregnant and they couldn't come. So I figured, you know, since we already pre-booked everything, they should go together. And they did. But I was missing out. I was jealous because all these fancy dinners and shows they watched. And I was like, man, I want to
see. So you're not thinking, oh, they're sitting holding hands or they're sleeping together. Because I think, Jane, you and Adam were together first, weren't you?
Brooke. Yes. But yes, we were both together first.
Yes. Okay. So how did Jane come into this relationship? Whose idea was it? Yeah. How did that conversation go?
When Adam and I met, I told him straight away, hey, just so you know, I like women as well as men. And it's a part of my personality and my sexuality that you can't solve by yourself.
They've got the names wrong here. I don't know if you know this, but they keep calling her Brooke and her Jane, but it's actually the other way around.
Yep.
First of all. Second of all, she just said it. She's like, she likes women and men.
Yeah,
so for her, this is like, you can have your cake and eat it too.
Right.
But I don't know about for the other woman, whatever her name is, Brooke or Jane.
I guess you have to find the other woman that also likes women.
It would drive
and men.
It would drive me fucking crazy.
It's a lot to keep up with.
If Astrid, if there's another man involved in this relationship, there probably is. I just don't know about it. But if there's another man involved in this relationship, and then they went on a cruise, like a cruise across the ocean together, I would be so jealous.
You sat home pregnant.
Yeah. And it wouldn't be about the fancy shows and really nice dinners, because I don't know if you've ever been on a cruise ship, but those two don't exist. But what you get is like cheap off-Broadway at a buffet, right? Don't worry about that. What I'm worried about is that they're all fucking all the whole time, and I'm sitting over
making
here.
Making lasting memories and connections.
I'm sitting over here eating bonbons and watching repeats of My 600-Pound Life, because I'm preggers with your child. Hate you, Adam.
I kind of need that full spectrum. And so he was like, great, I will happily date more than one woman.
Okay. Great, let's do a video about it.
Yeah, great, let's do a YouTube series about it. Yeah, by the way, of course Adam said great. Look at the guy. Look at him. Look at his body of work on YouTube. Is he going to do better than this? No, he's not. Why? Because he's an asshole on YouTube.
From the beginning, knew that this is what our relationship would look like. And I think when we met Jane, we didn't intend for it to be as serious as it is. And we've ended up building a family and a business and a whole life together. So it's kind of crazy that it fell together so
this is not for everyone, Brooke. So you say you like women as well as men. Jane, do you like women as well?
There's a lot of similarities to the TCB.
TCB. It's not for everyone.
Not for everyone. We can't believe we're doing this.
That's right.
We're making it work.
He has two fans. We have two fans. It's not for everyone. That's for damn sure. Listen to this creepy replacement for our favorite.
Yeah, I don't like him.
Well, he's okay. He's just a douche.
This is not for everyone, Brooke. So you say you like women as well as men. Jane, do you like women as well as men?
Yes.
Well, you okay. would have to.
Yes, I do.
You have to for this to work.
Yeah. I'm not really, but yeah. In order to get the passport, I have said yes to that question repeatedly. I'm currently in handcuffs. Leg irons, if you could please call the guarda. Looks like she's about to put out a distress signal.
I know.
Would this relationship work if it was two men, one woman?
We've actually spoken to many groups or poly people who have that situation, and they get frustrated that this gets more media coverage, right? That this is more in the news because they feel that this is more of a negative representation, whereas it is perfectly acceptable for two men and a woman to be together, or for four people, or five people, or whatever.
I think that's the trouble.
Wait, hold on.
No, she's wrong. She's wrong. Yeah, I mean, I'm not polyamorous. I'm not here to speak on behalf of anybody.
Yeah, but I can imagine. First of all, I can imagine this is probably the most common.
This is the most standard form of polyamory.
Yeah, they're saying it's not. And they're saying that the other people are mad that they're not getting the media attention. Like,
Well, by the way, they are. Welcome to Big Brother, my seeking big sister, big brother sister, or whatever the fuck is coming on TLC. So they are. That's actually, to me, seems to be the more... I don't want to say interesting, but like it seems the less common thing.
Right.
So it seems a little bit more intriguing. You know, two women, one man is like a trope throughout history.
Yeah.
Probably 2/3 of Pornhub is two women and a man. Yeah. It is pretty generally accepted that this happens, certainly in the bedroom. And as far as polyamory is concerned, I would think this is the most common
form.
There's
still countries out there that allow multiple marriages. I mean, but it's women.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a bunch of men.
Is that country called Wyoming? just kidding.
It's not usually a bunch of men with the woman.
No, it's not. And so I think that...
But whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. I don't want to get it.
There's always that kind of notion of, oh, he's having his cake and eating it. Oh, he's happy, lucky chap. Explain to us why it's deeper than that for you.
Yeah, I think, you know, I get that a lot from people saying that. And then it's when they start thinking about what day-to-day life is like, they start thinking, actually, maybe I don't want to handle that.
Yes.
And there are definitely moments where I'll be like, okay, guys, I'm going outside. I'm going to be downstairs like 5 minutes on my own. I need a breather from the situation. But
you're such a normal man, Adam. It's definitely moments when I gotta like walk downstairs and take 1 minute, just say I need a breather.
Minute
every 6 months, it usually works like that. Yeah, I'll keep my eyes on these girls. I don't want them to go anywhere. First of all, second of all, you know, I'm pretty much the shining example of what not to do with your life. This guy is such a fucking douche. He makes himself sound so. Now all of a sudden he's on ITV and he's relatable.
Oh, yeah.
And he's charming and he's willing to give and to take. Listen to some of his videos where he's not so willing to give and take.
No.
He's willing to psychologically torture you so in 4 years from now you'll date him again. That's what he's willing to do. That's what he told you to do. Crazy.
At the same time, just like Brooke said, this happened organically and it's still evolving. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are like, you know, what's the future for you guys? Well, the future's right here first.
Yeah.
Okay, then but Brooke, how did you answer to the future right here first? As soon as Jane became pregnant, did that provide any threat towards you?
Not even a little bit. We discussed this at length before she decided she was going to get pregnant. She's always wanted to be a mom and she was a little bit nervous, I think, but seeing Dante, which is our son, grow up from birth and seeing that
Dante.
Oh.
They named their kid Dante? Isn't that German for devil? Am I right about that?
Yeah?
Is it German? It's something. It's something for devil.
It definitely does.
Yeah. It's kind of a weird name. I mean, I know there was at least one man named Dante. Dante's down the hatch, right? So I know. Dante's Inferno. I know there's been a couple people named Dante, but it just seems weird in 2023.
Little baby Dante.
Yeah. Little baby Satan. Look at little baby Satan over there.
Gaga goo goo. I just made a shit that's gonna set the kitchen on fire. You better change me! Assholes. Hey, mom number two, show me your tits. I'm hungry. Gaga gaga goo goo. I like mom number two's nipples much better. Much better. I like the dime-sized ones. Those big hairy nipples you have, mom number one. Suck! Well, by the way, I killed the dog. I fed her grape. She passed out immediately. It was pretty funny, actually. Oh, and the goldfish. I pulled it down off the top of the counter. Oh, and I cut your favorite dress, mom number one. I hate you!
Dante. So stupid.
Adam has a son.
Two kids.
Oh, he has two.
Like, well, I mean, he's got one's pregnant and one he's got a kid.
Oh, he has another one.
At first, she was like, "No, I wasn't threatened by this," and I was like, "Yeah, because now he's tied to her and right. not to you. You can leave at any time." These two are stuck together in eternity. But now that I know that they all have kids, well, okay. So I got to say this, and I'm gonna walk back just one thing that I said. They are walking the walk, because when you have children and multiple people, they are walking the walk. This isn't just for show. And so I think I made the assumption at first that maybe they were just doing this all for their YouTube channel, or not all for their YouTube channel, but that it's easier to be polyamorous when you're making $1 million, you know, showing people your polyamory world. There's a incentive to stay together and mm-hmm. to make it work and to figure it out. Now that I know they have children together, well, they're just as stupid as the rest of us. So there you go.
Whole development. I think it eased her fears a little bit because she got to see the whole process and now she gets to experience it. So I'm having all the dad fears. All that, what if I don't connect with a child and what is life going to be like because I'm not caring?
And do you feel, Jane, that this will be your child's very much the family, that Brooke will be part of that? It's
Absolutely.
Like almost two mums or three
Absolutely.
Parents.
Absolutely. She's been so supportive. It's been such a pleasure having her in life. Every time I feel something fine, I'm like, oh, Brooke, what's that? She's like, it's okay, breathe in.
It's no, it's fine.
She's the most excited, I think.
Brooke, what's that? That's Adam's tiny penis going in and out of your rear. Don't worry about it. Happened to me when I was pregnant a bunch. Oh, that's just Adam. Using one of the many dildos we own to play footsie with you.
Three of us, you know, so nothing wrong.
This episode is so funny to us. Yes. Probably everybody else is like, can you guys shut up and just get to the point? No! My show, I get to do what I want.
As well,
so guys, is this temporary or is this for the long... I mean, we're not using the M word, marriage, which right. may... Mm. create a whole separate set of problems.
It's M word, marriage. They can't get married. Where is that legal? They can't get married.
Also, what are you guys in it for the long haul? Well, shit, they're having children.
Yeah, they're
together.
Having kids
you
together. Really yes, I would say it's they're in it for the
connected.
Long haul. Yeah, you're connected. All three of you are connected now. All five of you are connected now, and you're never going to be unconnected, yes. no matter what you say. Now, could you all split up and go your separate ways?
Yeah.
I suppose so.
You're still connected.
You're still connected.
Stay away from that. Mm-hmm. But this is for, is this as you see for the long term or for life, this relationship?
I think for me, it's, as you're saying earlier, everything's step by step. We're taking this relationship as serious as any other couple probably takes their relationships. And what the future holds, love the idea that we'd be together forever, but you never truly know. But we're looking at each step as it goes, keeping communication open. I mean, we had a discussion today about, you know, could we ever live in the south of France? Who knows? And that was like this morning.
Well, did you have discussions about
what the fuck does that have to do?
Hey, Dad, do us all a favor and stop talking on behalf of the family. God, you are dumb. Of all the dicks I had to come out of, yours is the one. Jesus. Hey, Mom number two, do me a favor. Kick Dad in the nuts. Shut up, Mom number one. I hate you.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Like, what?
What does the south of France have to do with anything?
With staying together and getting married.
We
had a conversation.
We had an entire conversation about whether we go organic tomatoes or the regular ones. It's like a 20 cents price difference. See? You don't understand. Sir? Are you trying to make sense of anything here, sir? Oh
my God. That makes no sense. That makes no sense.
No sense.
Adam.
No sense.
Bringing anybody else into the relationship, will it always stay a threesome or a throuple, or do you ever see other people joining this unit?
I've probably brought that up more than anyone. Like, would you be open to it? But to be honest, it would have to be a person that we all got along with, that we all connected with. And the more people you add to the relationship, the more complicated that
and
element
would
gets.
Would that have to be a sexual connection as well? So it's not just like, right. Oh, we just add someone to the family.
Right.
You'd all have to be...
Wait a minute. Wait. Why did you have to clarify that? Of course it's sexual.
No. Who's going to get involved in this shit?
It was no sex.
If you're not coming.
It could just be that you just had someone in.
Yeah.
No
not to
sex.
Mention, yeah, if there's no sex, like, why would you even bring someone into the relationship? Let's see. I'm out of time and I'm out of money. Yeah, let's bring another one in. Let's see. I'm a single. I'm loving my life. I go out every night. I drink. I do what I want to. They have two small children from two different mothers, and Adam's a liar. I love it. Let's do it. The math doesn't add up, sir. The benefit to detraction ratio is fucked.
Two small children.
But one of them is Satan. I just want to throw that in there. If you're doing the math, I don't want any more mommies. Mommy number two's tits are awesome. If we're going to bring in another woman into this situation, I want to say, I want mom number one out. Let's bring a new one in. Hate mom number one.
Oh my God.
Actually attracted to them as well.
Right.
Yeah, I think a big part of it is it definitely, and it's all discussion. And that's really the key to this. And, you know, it's a big part of what we're about is everything's a discussion. We talk about everything together. Yeah. And then the steps happen after that discussion. So we all know going into it what's happening.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to take down my weenie bikini and my titty weenie little peenie. It's going to approach you from behind. I direct it like a movie and then we go action. We talk about everything.
Everyone knows what's on the table.
Oh.
And that's important.
So much we would like to share with you in a mental way. I mean, so much we'd like to.
We'd like, I've got some pictures from the Queen's birthday. Can I see your pictures if I show you my pictures? I just want to scroll through. I just wanted to share. I really did. In a mental way.
There's so much I want to share with you.
There's so much I want to share with you.
Mentally.
Yeah. Look at my body.
Mental way.
Only mental way. We would like to talk to you about. But I have to say, Brooke, Adam, Jane, fascinating. Thank you very much.
And good luck with the baby. July 5th.
So.
July 5th. I hope all goes well.
Yeah. Okay, well, congratulations. Oh, I do hope that your baby comes out okay.
Yeah.
However you want to love.
Yeah.
But it's fun to talk about. It's fun to have fun with.
And share.
And
mentally.
Share. Mentally. Just mentally. But there's so much I do want to share with you. It's mainly in my head. But some of it's down in my pants. Sir!
No.
Are you saying that with that tiny micro penis you can satisfy both of these beautiful women? Is that what you're saying, sir? Oh, I don't know how he does it. Those two women are perfectly lovely.
They are.
The one, though, the girl with the accent is gorgeous.
Yes.
Gorgeous. Like a Jen Aniston kind
yes.
of gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah. Very beautiful.
Jeez Louise.
Best to them.
Best to them. We're in the wrong business. We need to just start talking about, we need to be online pickup artists. That's where all the action
yep.
is. And the money, apparently,
P-U-A.
Too. Yeah, he's taking a whole
P-U-A.
Cruise. P-U-A. He's taking a whole cruise from the United yeah. States to England. That's not cheap.
That's a voyage.
That's not cheap. That's like $10,000.
Yeah.
Flat rate, right?
Yeah.
Which is not
triple
cheap.
Triple occupancy.
Yeah, amen. Trioc. Trioc. Close quad. Trioc. All right, listen, tcbpodcast.com. That's where you go. You can listen to all the audio, watch all the video, find out more about your favorite host, Chrissy and I, or you can hit the Contact Us button for your free 21 EPM sticker, 21 ejaculations per month. It does not say ejaculations per month, people have asked. You can see a picture of it on the website, 21 EPM commercial break sticker, or right here. And so you hit the Contact Us button, tell us you want the sticker, leave us your address, we'll send you one. 1-855-TCB-8383. From anywhere in the world, toll free, we'll pick up the charges. Text us comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas. We take them all at 855-TCB-8383. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Live on TikTok. And would you do us a favor? Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak because there you'll find fully edited episodes of the show every time we put out a new episode on the audio feed. And I promise you, so many people write in and they go, watch today's episode on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
I can't look away. Like, they're never going back to the audio feed, which sucks because that's the only way we get paid. But to each their own. We're in a try also. It's us. It's the audio feed. It's the video feed. We can't figure out which one. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. Please like and subscribe. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
So I'll say I love you.
I love you.
And I'll say best to you.
And best to you.
And then I'll tell those guys out there, best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say.
Goodbye. Goodbye.